Marginal relief applies where a company's augmented profits are between the upper and lower profit limits of £1.5 million and £300,000. In computing the corporation tax liability, TTP is initially taxed at the main rate of 28%. Marginal relief is then deducted to arrive at the corporation tax liability. Marginal relief is given by the formula on your screen. The marginal relief fraction is 7 over 400. We multiply that by the upper profit limit minus the augmented profits. We then multiply the result by TTP divided by augmented profits. It seems a complex formula, but you will quickly become familiar with it when you've done a few practice examples. The marginal relief is then deducted from the initial calculation of corporation tax at 28% to give the actual tax liability. By way of illustration, assume a company has TTP for the year to the 31st of March 2011 of £500,000. Franked investment income for the period is £80,000. Augmented profits are therefore £580,000. The augmented profits are between the £300,000 and £1.5 million limits, so marginal relief will apply. We start by taxing the TTP at 28% to give £140,000. We then deduct marginal relief. The fraction is 7 over 400. The upper profit limit is £1.5 million, from which we deduct augmented profits of £580,000. We then multiply by TTP over augmented profits, which here is £500,000 over £580,000. Marginal relief is therefore £13,879. We deduct this from the first calculation of tax to give a corporation tax liability of £126,121. Test your knowledge by attempting the practice example on your screen. When you have an answer, check it and we'll go through the solution. We start by adding together the various sources of income and gains to arrive at TTP of £490,000. Dividends received are £18,000. So we gross these up at 100 over 90 to give FII of £20,000. Augmented profits are therefore £510,000. As augmented profits are between £300,000 and £1.5 million, marginal relief will apply. We start by taxing TTP at 28%, giving tax of £137,200. We next deduct marginal relief. If you have pressed the correct buttons on your calculator, you will find that the marginal relief comes out to be £16,646. We deduct this to give a tax liability for this company of £120,554. For the financial year 2011, the main rate of tax will be 27%. The small profits rate of tax will be 20%, and the fraction to be used in the marginal relief calculation will remain at 7 over 400. Where accounting periods straddle the 1st of April 2011, for example, the year ended 31st of December 2011, part of the profits are charged at the financial year 2010 rates, and part are taxed at the financial year 2011 rates. We therefore need to time apportion TTP in order to calculate the corporation tax. There is no need to time apportion either the corporation tax limits or the augmented profits for each financial year, even if the company is marginal, because the marginal relief fraction remains unchanged at 7 over 400 in both financial years. By way of illustration, assume a company draws accounts for the year ended 30th of June 2011. TTP for the period is £8,000 and FII is £1,500. This year end straddles financial year 2010 and financial year 2011. Augmented profits for the year are £9,500. This is below the £300,000 limit, so the company will pay tax at the small profits rate. We therefore need to apportion TTP between the financial years. 9 months of the year ended 30th of June 2011 falls into financial year 2010. The other 3 months falls into financial year 2011. TTP is £6,000 for the first period and £2,000 for the second period. The TTP of £6,000, which falls in financial year 2010, will be taxed at 21%, giving tax due of £1,260. The TTP of £2,000, which falls in financial year 2011, will be taxed at 20%, giving tax due of £400. The corporation tax liability for the year ended 30th of June 2011 is therefore £1,660. We could have reached the same answer by considering the company's average rate of tax. The company will pay tax at 21% for the first 9 months and 20% for the second 3 months. The average rate of tax is therefore 9/12 of 21% plus 3/12 of 20%, giving 20.75%. TTP of £8,000 multiplied by the average rate of 20.75% gives tax of £1,660. Using the average rate is often much quicker. Have a go at the following practice question. We have a year end of the 30th of September 2011. The augmented profits for the year are below £300,000, so the company is small. 6/12 of the profits fall into financial year 2010, and 6/12 falls into financial year 2011. We therefore apportion TTP. £65,000 of the TTP falls in financial year 2010 and will be taxed at 21%, giving tax due of £13,650. £65,000 of the TTP falls in financial year 2011 and will be taxed at 20%, giving tax due of £13,000. The CT liability for the year ended 30th of September 2011 is therefore £26,650. Now let us look at an illustration involving a marginal company with a financial year straddle. Assume a company draws accounts for the year ended 31st of December 2011. TTP for the period is £750,000 and FII is £15,000. The company is marginal because augmented profits exceed £300,000 but are below £1.5 million. The year end straddles financial year 2010 and financial year 2011. We therefore need to apportion TTP between the financial years. 3 months of the year ended 31st of December 2011 falls into financial year 2010. The other 9 months falls into financial year 2011. TTP is £187,500 for the first 3 month period and £562,500 for the second 9 month period. Remember that there is no need to apportion the corporation tax limits or the augmented profits for the year because the marginal relief fraction remains unchanged at 7 over 400 in both financial years. The tax is calculated as follows. TTP in the first 3 months is £187,500. This is multiplied by the main rate of tax in financial year 2010 of 28%, giving £52,500. TTP in the second 9 months is £562,500. This is multiplied by the main rate of tax in financial year 2011 of 27%, giving £151,875. The total tax before deducting marginal relief is therefore £204,375. From this, we deduct marginal relief. The marginal relief fraction in both financial years is 7 over 400, so we only need to do one calculation of marginal relief relating to the whole year ended 31st of December 2011. We multiply 7 over 400 by the annual upper limit of £1.5 million, less the augmented profits for the year of £765,000. We multiply this by the whole TTP of £750,000 over augmented profits, giving marginal relief of £12,610. The corporation tax liability for the year is therefore £191,765. If a chargeable accounting period straddles financial years, where the corporation tax rates are the same in both financial years, then no time apportionment of TTP is required. This will be the case where a chargeable accounting period straddles financial years 2009 and 2010. That concludes this lecture on the computation of corporation tax.